Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The business of America is small business. And I welcome my colleague, Gene Marks, the small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications, to wade into the statistics overwhelming us all the time about the pending recession. 90% of banks say recession. 100% of Wall Street says recession. And yet, where is it? Gene, a very good evening to you. We accept recession. We accept creative destruction. We accept that you correct price exuberance with price decline. However, the inflation number is still high, although no longer reported skyrocketing. For example, in Europe, there's some easing of inflation. We can expect the same here. And employment, a very accustomed bellwether of recession, remains strong, although they're willing to say not as strong as it used to be. So I start with the report in the jobs report today. 235,000 jobs added in December. This follows a report that you provide to me of initial unemployment claims decreasing to 204,000. We're going in wrong directions for a recession, Gene. Am I old-fashioned? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. Yeah, it's a listen, what are we upset about this? I mean, this is good news, right? I mean, this recession that everybody has been so terrified about, you know, we've been talking about it for months, and it really never really seems to happen. The numbers continue to be conflicting. And I can tell you when I mean conflicting, like you mentioned about, you know, unemployment claims fell. The economy added something like 240,000 new jobs, which was less than it's been over the past few months, but still not so bad. Companies like ADP, are reporting again a similar level. I think 235,000 jobs added to, the private workforce. When I talk to my clients, they're still busy and they're still working away. Yes, I know that there are some big companies, Amazon, Salesforce, and others that have announced some significant layoffs, but I'm going to give you an argument against this, the naysayers about the economy right now. For starters, the layoffs that you're reading in the tech industry have been a long time in coming. And I think that we're going to see more layoffs only because corporations are going to tighten their belts and cut the fat. And I think a lot of companies are cutting the fat. I think the people that are laying off, workers right now, are realizing that some of these workers are, they're not as productive, and they're doing this to maintain profits and continue to increase revenues. So I'm not getting too panicked about corporate layoffs right now. When you look at inflation, there's a great piece in the Wall Street Journal today by Alan Blinder, who's a former vice chair of the Federal Reserve. He's saying actually inflation has been running at about 2 to 2.5% on an annualized basis over the past 4 or 5 months. Right now it's just the 7% number that you reported, is a 12-month number. So it's higher than that, but it really is trending down. And there's reasons for that. Not only are some of the actions by the Federal Reserve, I think, really taking place, an increase in interest rates and, suspension of buying back bonds, letting them expire, but also the situation at the ports, supply chain issues, are really kind of gone away. The ports are not reporting any more type of backlogs. I'm not hearing about clients having a hard time getting a hold of materials. Even China has been reopening its getting away from its COVID lockdowns and, moving forward with production. They've got a lot of catching up to do. And then I look at interest rates. Interest rates are now higher. They're double what they were a year ago. Some of my clients or smaller clients are paying as much as 10-11% for commercial loans. That's a lot. But a lot of clients, existing businesses, because I just spoke to about a half a dozen of them over the past week, their working capital rates are anywhere from 6-7%, yet higher, but not devastating. So when I add it all up, I see a slower economy. I see some industries that are slower than others, construction and tech. I don't see this recession where, you know, we're going to, you know, have more negative GDP and we're going to see millions of people laid off and, you know, all sorts of bad times. I see a very, very mild, you know, downturn in 2023. One other thing that we have going for us is, you know, businesses complain about uncertainty. There really won't be that much uncertainty this year from Washington because, again, it's at stalemate. So we can't expect any big legislation that's going to be tripping us up. There's just going to be the usual international uncertainty, what will happen with Ukraine and other parts of the world. So in summary, recession, you know, downturn depends on the industry, but I just don't think very deep and hard in 2023. That's my take right now.
My education, we're both Keystone Staters. Gene and I are from the eastern part of the state, but we look to what our education is about what a recession means. And I learned from the western part of the state that there was a day in 1984 when LTV Corporation, that's steel, announced to the people of Beaver County and a little town that's now called Aliquippa that they were shutting down. That was it. You're out of work. Thousands of men were turned out of work, out of the big steel that was no longer going to be made in America. It was moving, going overseas. Everybody was devastated, and the population halved over the next few years and has not recovered. That's a recession.
Yeah.
We see none of that. So it's possible that our memories are not useful here, Gene, or it's possible that all those bankers and all those Wall Street smart people, could they get this wrong?
Yeah, I mean, can they get this wrong? I mean, you know, when do they ever, you know, sort of get it right? You know, I mean, you know, how many economists does it take to predict a recession? It is a, you know, it would not be the first time, and it won't certainly be the last time. You know, the markets themselves are down. I'm not sure they're down altogether because of the economy. I think they're down because the Fed continues to stick towards raising interest rates to get inflation under control, which drives a lot of investors out of the market to other interest-bearing, you know, options. I mean, the market was so great over the past couple of years, 10 years, mainly because it's almost 0% interest rates. I mean, where else are you going to go to get a return on your money? So now there's more options. And when there's more options, you know, people will invest elsewhere. So the economists, the financial analysts, Wall Street, I mean, they're gloomy this year. And I'm not saying this year is going to be a great year for the economy. It's not looking like it did when, say, like President Trump took office in 2016. It was the big pro-business sentiment and we had, you know, all that growth. But again, it's not the recession that you just mentioned, John. You know,
it's not. It's not what we grew up in. That was genuine fear when a whole region is devastated for generations.
Right.
So we come to another statistic you provided for me, and this is puzzling. 8 million workers will get a raise on New Year's Day. Now, if that happens, there's supposed to be more inflation, not less. And what you just reported from the Wall Street Journal is that the recession picture is apparently, the inflation picture is apparently moderating. How do these two things don't go together, Gene?
Right. So wages are up. You know, ADP reported average wages are up 7.3% year over year for people that stayed on their jobs. People that left their jobs got something like a 15% increase year over year. That's a lot of extra costs for employers, you know? And then starting this year, 26 states will be increasing their minimum wages, in some cases beyond $15 an hour. So when you increase the minimum wage, that has an impact on, you know, on a lot of workers. There's no doubt about that. Having said that, I think that headline is a little misleading in the extent that, you know, a lot of employers are already paying in excess of whatever their minimum wage is in their state. Even restaurants and retailers have been paying over the past couple of years. You know, whatever the minimum wage is, usually a few dollars more than that. So I'm not even sure if that really does impact you know, as many businesses as you might think. But in the end, I mean, the more that you increase those costs, the more that it puts that burden on those employers. And what they are looking at is higher costs this year overall. Now, having said that, the argument is that if you don't raise those raises, people can't keep up with inflation. And, you know, people, if they do get these raises, they're going to turn around and they're going to spend that money. And therefore, that creates that demand and extra revenue. So even if businesses have an extra cost, they're, you know, as long as they maintain their margins, they're still going to make their money. So, you know, I don't think that those extra payroll costs are going to have that big of an impact on inflation this year.
There's one place in America that doesn't look like a recession, doesn't look like one's coming, doesn't look like they've ever had a recession. It's called Texas. What are they doing right?
You know, and that it's more of a political question than anything else, John, right? I mean, you know, there have been lots of the data is coming in showing about population movements as well as economic growth. And there's no surprise to anybody that some of the red states, some of the bigger red states, Florida, Texas, leading them, are not only drawing so many more people in away from the blue states, like our state of Pennsylvania, as well as New York and California. And as a result, also because of they've stayed open through COVID, they have very pro-business, you know, policies. The states themselves are doing really well. Texas's GDP was 8.2%, you know, I mean, over the past year. I mean, it's unreal. You know, businesses tend to trend more towards places where they're more left alone and they can do their thing. And Texas and Florida are two of the states that do that. And they're the ones that are attracting that much attention, which is very much why their governors of both of those states are potential presidential candidates in 2024.
Let's go to small business and Gene's recommendations for small business people and retirement planning. This is CBS Eye on the World. The business of America is small business. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah. That feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Introducing the all-new Mazda CX-5, featuring more connection.
Hey, Google, where's the nearest Pilates class?
Safety that has your back. More discovery on the scenic routes. More passion in the details, and more control in changing weather. The all-new Mazda CX-5. More to move every side of you. See it in 5 films at MazdaUSA.com/5sides.
Google is a trademark of Google LLC. Sequences shortened and simulated.